nine other days. And we are up to, we're going to start again, from Tani Tana, the last narrow line, a nine Zayin of a day. Tani Tana, Kameja of Sheshis. A Bryson learner said in front of Rav Sheshis, Kosu be Yikach, Haruhu be Lo Yikach. Any girl that he can marry as a, when she's born, meaning there's nothing inherently wrong with the marriage, is in the lab of Lo Yikach, if she's a widow, or a Grusha, or a Halala, or a Zayna. However, Kosha ain't a Lo Yikach, for instance, his sister, who he can't marry anyway, even she did nothing wrong, does the very fact that she was born as his sister eliminates the possibility of Sula Yikach. If there was a chance, as it, when she was a girl, to marry her, then the real Kain Gadol, she was fit to Kain Gadol, Yeshnai Bebal Yikach, and Vaisa Mana. She would be restricted in the love if she was a widow. Pratla Kain Gadol, Shayna Leika Lab Shib Issikahuna, Elab Shib Issara Chaisa. Amalei, this is what Tana told Rav Sheshis, this Brisa. Again, I've mentioned numerous times, I will mention again. There were people that were experts in Brisas, and they were like walking Brisa learners. They had photographic memories, obviously, and they knew a lot of Brisas. Amaroam did not know all the Brisas, but Amaroam knew how to dissect Brisas and knew what to do with Brisas, but they didn't know all the Brisas. So many Amaroim had people that taught them Brises, and then they worked out the Brisa. So when this Brisa learner told Rav Sheshis this Brisa, Amalei, so Rav Sheshis told him, the Amalachmani, if somebody's going to question you, who is the Tana of that Brisa, tell them Rav Shimoni, the Amar Enis and Chalal Isser. It's going like Rav Shimon that says, one Isser cannot be Chalal the other Isser, because here you have the Isser Amana, going on top of the Issur HaChaisai, and the Brisa is saying it doesn't work. That means the Brisa is telling me that a second Issur cannot go on top of the first Issur. The Tanya, where did Rav Shimon tell us that Ein Issur Chalal Issur? Now, there's a certain commonality here. Yom Kippur is Karis. Eating the Vela is a lot. Yet Rav Shimon says, if you have an Vela and it comes to Yom Kippur, the Locha is your Putter. That means it's not chal, right? So we see from here, well, it's not really coming out, it's the opposite direction, but we see from here, Rav Shimon holds, Ein Issur Chalal Issur, even when the second Issur is stricter. Yom Kippur. It was Nevela before Yom Kippur. Then it came to Yom Kippur. It was Nevela Erev Yom Kippur. Now it's Yom Kippur, Rav Shimon still says the person doesn't get karas for eating it, because Ein Issur Chalal Issur. So for sure, if you have Amana, Bichal on Achaisai, it won't be Chal. You see, Rav Shimon holds, the second Isser does not go on top of the first Isser. Zakti Gemara, the Tanya, we just did that. Zakti Rabbanon, because it's going like Rabbanon, Amri Isser Chalal Isser. They said over there that the guy would get punished for the second Isser. So we hear also, he would get punished by Amana. And for the Gemara, fill the Tamer Rabbanon. No. The Rabbanon would agree in this case. Ti Amri Rabbanon, Isser Chalal Isser. Hanimili Yisr Chamal Yisr Kal. Yom Kippur is stricter. So they said that the strict Yisr is Chal on the non-strict Yisr. Yisr Kal on Yisr Chamal Loichayu. But to say that Amana, which is a lav, should go on top of a chorus, that they would not say. Now what would happen if it's a lav and a lav? So maybe, I don't know. Maybe they would say, probably not, because it's not an Yisr Chamal. At least the Amana only said it by Yom Kippur, which is an Yisr Chamal. Rashi, Dr. Rashi, Patimikaris, but Isser, Asi Isser Yom Kippur, Mamecha, Isser Nevela, the Kadim. The Isser Yom Kippur is not Chal on the Isser Nevela, which is before it. In the Snavla of Erev Yom Kippurim, Hare Kadim Isser Nevela. If it became a Nevela of Erev Yom Kippur, Isser Nevela was there first. Now here Rashi throws in something that I'm not sure why he felt it was necessary to throw it in. Because he explains what happened if it became an Avela on Yom Kippur. So L'chayra there, Rav Shimon should agree that both are Chal at the same moment. Yom Kippur was there first. Or it was Chal at the same moment. No, Yom Kippur was there first. So if Mashma, the Rashi understands, regardless if it was an Avela before or became an Avela during. And Rashi is bothered, if it became an Avela during Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur was there before Nevela. So why would Rav Shimon say you don't get punished Yom Kippur? Because again, the reason Rashi is going into this is because he assumes that Aichu Nevela B'yom Kippurim does not have to be an existing Nevela, like I explained it, that it was already a Nevela before Yom Kippur. But it's even an animal that died on Yom Kippur and became a Nevela on Yom Kippur, still Rav Shimon would say you don't get punished Yom Kippur. And there Rashi is bothered. The order is the opposite. Yom Kippur was there before Nevela. Zok Rashi, Vim Nisnavla B'yom HaKippurim, Afilu Hachas Suralov, Mi'erv B'shum Eivim Menachai. It was still Asur as a living animal before Yom Kippur. So there was an Isur on this animal before Yom Kippur. And then the animal died and the Isur transferred from Eivim Menachai to Nevela. But that's the Isur on the animal. And therefore that was there first before Yom Kippur, even though now it's a slightly different name. It's from Eivim Menachai to Nevela. And Yom Kippur was there before Nevela. But Yom Kippur was not there before Eivim Menachai. The animal had an Isur Eivim Menachai. This is Rashi Shita. Tysus and Yavamus argues on this. And Tysus says, you can't do this. It's two separate Isurim. You can't say that you go from Eivim Menachai to Nevela. So Tysus learns there's an Isur called Ein Zavuach. An animal not shechted is usher. It's an isser by itself. Besides the isser of Nechai, and besides the isser of Nevela, there's an isser of an animal not shechted, which is both a living and a dead animal. I'm a bit old cocky. Which is an isser by itself, and that's not an isser that's transferred. Rashi seems to say that Chayim are very busy with this, Rashi, that the isser can transfer and still be considered before because it's the animal itself, even though it went from Eivim Menachai to Nevela. This is Rashi Shita. Tysus and Yavamas argues on Rashi. Yes, what is your question?
There's a
rav called Enos Bor. That's what Tysus says, yes, correct. Or it might be an Isra Asay. It's an Isra Asay. It's a Zavachta, so it's an Isra Asay. Rashi, Isra Chama al Isra Kau. Yom Kippurim Shubakaris, al Isra Nevela Shubalav. Avo Isra Kal, Ganamana Lukain Godl, al Isra Achaisa Shubakaris. It's not. So the Gemara's answer is, it could be the Rabbanon. Doesn't have to be that the Tan is Rav Shimon, because Rabbanon also agree that al Isra Kal is not Chal and Isra Chavar. Ikadi Amri, Hamani Rabbanon Hid, Amri Isra Chal al Isra. Others say Rav Sheish's immediate reaction was that it's going like Rabbanon, who usually say Yisrachal al-Isr, V'chi Amri Rabbanon Yisrachal al-Isr, Hani Mili Yisrachal al-Isr Kal. When did Rabbanon say Yisrachal al-Isr? When Yom Kippur goes on a Vela, which is a stricter on a lighter. Av Yisrachal al-Isracham al-Lechayu. Why did Rav Sheish say it's going to Rabbanon, can also go like Rav Shimon? The Rav Shimon has to Yisrachal al-Isr Kal al-Lechayu, Yisrachal al-Isr Kal al-Lechayu, I wouldn't need the bride to go to Rav Shimon. The Shimon doesn't even let Yom Kippur be Chal on the Vela, for sure not Amana on the Chayshai. So the second Lashon approaches it from a different angle. That the Havamin is not that it's going like Rav Shimon, and the answer is it can also go like Rabbanon. The Havamin is it's only going like Rabbanon, because Rav Shimon doesn't need to say this. It's obvious. What would be the Chiddush? And for the Gemara, no, there's a Chiddush in Rav Shimon also. Because Mal Detayme Isser Kahuna Shani. I would think that Issa Kahuna breaks the rules, that he's there, even Kal is Chal on Chomer, because we see by Kahanim, they have a different set of rules than regular people do. Hamash Melanda Bryce tells me, no, that it doesn't break the rules on this. So therefore, there's a Chiddush even in Rav Shimon, because you would think that by a Kahuna, Issa is Chal on Issa. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Isser Rabbanan he, Iker the Abri Hamani, the Isser Kle Lemelov, who is it like that we have to teach you? There ain't Isser, Cluster Rashi, that Lechecho Isser Amanu Lechain Godl al Isser Achaisai, that Amanu Lechain Godl should not go to Isser Achaisai, Rabbanan he, the Amri Isser Chal al Isser, who can Isser Kle Lemelov, the Adi Mili Isser Chamar Isser Kal, Ava Kal al Chamar Lechayu, Tony Isser Chamar Isser Kal, but a Kal al Chamar is not Kal. It's a kuna shiny. Shabibir and Makos of Mitzvah Yisaris. Okachapil and Kal Achomer de Alma Legu, Kamash Malah. Now, I do want to mention, it bears mentioning, that on the Amud Aleph that we learned yesterday, There was a brisa. There was a brisa that said there was a Rashi that said, I'm looking for it. I'm sorry, I'm trying to find it. I can't find it now. How come we have to find it later on? The Rashi says there is a brisa that says, Issachar al Isser by Kahuna, even if the second Isser is not more strict or more add to the second Isser. We had a brisa that said only Isser Baisuf, but Rashi brought and shot the brisa that even not Isser Baisuf, the fact that one Isser could be called another Isser, even if it's not Isser Baisuf. Rashi did bring that one of the brises learned that way. I just have to find it. I know I would have to find it. No, that's saying it's a Maisa only. But the other way, it doesn't work. But there's a Rashi in the Amidah that seems to say the other way. I'm going to have to go through the Rashi to get a plan. But not again here.
Yesterday, someone asked me,
what did you ask yesterday? You asked it, and I told you that Tyson learned it's a Pasuk. I don't remember what the Pasuk was. I didn't look it up. And the Rush says it's a Svara.
Okay, but so what would that do? What's the
difference
if it's more or not more?
You don't hear a difference? You don't hear a Svara difference? I think it's obvious the Svara difference.
If it's a Pasuk, it doesn't matter.
It depends. I don't know what the Pasuk is. We're asking an unknown.
No, I'm saying.
You don't know what the Pasuk is, and you're asking a question.
No.
Right? I don't know what the Pasuk says. So how am I supposed to ask a question of the Pasuk that I don't know what the Pasuk is? It would be like a foolish thing to do. It's unknown. I said, I have to show. No. You don't know what the Pasuk is. So how can you ask a question? I don't know what the Pasuk says. I don't know what case the Pasuk is going on. I don't know. Okay, the truth is, I don't know what case the Pasuk is going on, but once it's a Pasuk, obviously the logic kicks in now. When does the Pasuk apply and when not? The source is a Pasuk, and the Eidus of Chalal Isser, and the, yes, the logic takes over. I don't know what the Pasuk is, so then I can't comment. Don't think about it. I'm a Leva Papa Labaya.
This service is provided in high definition by free content.
Hello, what's going on?
Technical issues.
I think we might have to call back in.
Okay.
Okay, yes.
I don't think so.
We're on. Mute yourself, yes.
But you said it's true of all of every loss requires that there be a certain number of actions.
I love when you use these words. I have no idea what you're talking about, so it doesn't make a difference to me. If it's right, it's right. If it's wrong, it's wrong. I don't know what axioms are. I don't know what all these things are.
Well, actually, it's a good view of the axiom, logical, are super. They do not require proof in any way.
Right. There, give them. We call it, give them. Okay, let's take my right. Amalei Baba Labaya. Yisrael Haba Al Chaisai. Zaina Mashkalei. Yisrael that lives with his sister makes her a Zaina. Right? If a Chayv increases, Yisrael can make somebody a Zaina. Chalala Mashvila. Oilei Mashvila. Does she also become a Chalala? Meaning, can the same act make her two things? A Zaina and a Chalala. And they would both be Chal at the same moment. So we say Yisr Chalal Yisr when it's Bas Achas. Almost everybody agrees to that. That when two Yisurim come at the same moment, they're both Chal. The question is, does the Yisrael who lives with his sister make her a Zaina and a Chalala, or only a Zaina? We're learning the Gemara, right? Zach to Gemara, mi amin and kal v'chaymer. Do we say a kal v'chaymer? Michai v'lavin have a chalala. If a kamana married to Kain Gadol, she becomes a chalala, even though it's only a lav. Michai v'krisis like Kochke. Is it any more severe iser? Shouldn't that have the same result? I do my ein chalala mitzvah kahuna. Or maybe chalala is reserved only for a kayin marrying a woman he can't. A Yisrael marrying a sister is much more severe than a Kayim Gadol marrying an Amana. But the title Chalala is a reserved title not to be used only when a Kayin is involved. That's the question. Do we use logic and apply Chalala? Or do we say this is not a logic, this is Xeris HaKasav, the Chalala is have to do with a Kayin and cannot be applied when a Kayin is not involved? Amalei, Ein Chalala Meisikuna Bubat. It's the way it is. End of story. Chalala is only for Mitzvah Kahuna, and you can make all the logical Kavachimers, and it is a great Kavachimer. But Chalala is reserved only for Mitzvah Kahuna. Rashi. Zayna Mashvila, Shitali, it's supposed to be Lee. Shitali, the Zayna Mashvila. Rabbah told Abaya, I know that she becomes a Zayna. So she married somebody she's not allowed to marry, right? She lived with somebody she's not allowed to marry. Basur l'kayim, she was Zayna. Elohami b'ayli. Chalala mi mashru alukas kayin alem shim chalala ilav. Will he get two malchus in or one malchus now if he marries her? Kayin gadol mi b'ayli is vayter. So Abaya answered him. So Abaya answered him. It's a fact. Ein chalala elam yitzir kahuna. End of story. Amarava menoha milsav. So Rava says, how do I know that Amar Rabbanan Eichel, that the Rabbanan had said, meaning, how did Rabbanan know that Eichel Olam is a kahuna? That's a great halacha, but where'd you get it from? Zakti Gemara de Tanya. It's based on the following price up. Layoimer Grusha Bekayin Gadol, Beteisi Bekavachayimer Bekayin Hedget. Let me explain. I don't have a chumash in front of me. But those of you who have art scroll don't need a chumash in front of you, at least for this one. It says by Amana, who isha b'psala yikach. Amana grusha b'chalala zaynas elu lo yikach, kibbasula ba'ama yikach isha. That's the pasuk. So it says, Amana, grusha, chalala, zayna. By a kain hedjit it says, v'isha grusha me'isha lo yikachu. Isha Zayna v'chalala lo yikachu. V'isha grusha me'isha lo yikachu. If I remember correctly. Doesn't have it? He should have it. Isha Zayna v'chalala lo yikachu. It's about kind hegget. He can marry an amana. Can't marry a chalala or a Zayna. V'isha grusha me'isha lo yikachu. And he shouldn't marry a grusha. We got a problem. Why did the Torah have to write by Kohen Gadol that he can't marry a grusha? Well, obviously, to be a Kayin Gadol, he's a Kayin Hedget plus. Why would I think that as a Kayin Gadol he can marry a Grusha and a Kayin Hedget he could not? It's an obvious thing. What is a Kayin Gadol? A man who got elevated to be a Kayin Gadol. If it's a Kayin he could marry a Grusha, it makes sense to say that he can disappear. He's a Kayin plus. Mute yourself, please. Can you mute yourself?
Wait up.
Okay. So, So the question is, why did the Torah have to write Grusha by Kohen Gadol? All the Torah would have to write by Kohen Gadol, he shouldn't marry an Amama. We know he can't marry a Grusha. We know he can't marry a Chalala. We know he can't marry a Zayna. He's looking at a Kohen head yet. He's not any different. There's not more a Torah than a Kohen. The Gemara calls it a Kavah Chaimer. The Mepharshim says, God, you don't even need the word Kavah Chaimer. He is a Kohen head yet. Dr. Gemara, so why did it say it? To tell me, to change kalucha gerusha misayin v'chalala b'kayin hedjet, kach kalucha b'kayin gadol. Just like the Torah wrote two separate laws b'kayin hedjet. Isha zayin v'chalala lo yikachu. Ve'isha grusha me'isha lo yikachu. Its own love. So also by Kohen Gadol, Grusha has its own love. Don't dump it together and say that if you marry two ladies, that a lady that's both, you get only one Malkus. No, Grusha has its own love. Frank the Gemara, it doesn't make any sense. Chita, Megregara, again, Kohen Gadol is a Kohen Hedger. He really has his own love for Grusha. Ella, shame, shechaluke grusha mizayin v'chalala b'kayin hedjet, kach aman chaluke migrusha v'chalala zayin v'kayin gadol. By writing a separate love by kayin hedjet, the Torah is revealing to me that every one of these women are a separate love. And by repeating it by kayin gadol, the word grusha, the Torah tells me that amana by kayin gadol is also its own love. Just like by Kohen Hedjet, the Torah went out of its way to say that they're separate lavin. Even by Kohen Gadol, where the Torah did not go out of its way to say it, it included it all in one love. But we learn out the extra grusha by Kohen Gadol is to say, the Torah is teaching me something. The Torah is teaching me that the same formula that we use by Kohen Hedjet for his Isurim, apply by Kohen Gadol for his extra answer, that Amana becomes its own love. Let's read Rashi. So Rashi, the Kohen Gadol, my boy, had you to say Nasser Olav, who was ready to answer him as a Kohen Hedjet. Shem Shaluka, Grusha, Mizayin, V'chalal, Amur, say it's a Kohen Hedjet. So Yichad lo lav l'atma, the Torah wrote its own love. V'isha Grusha, me'isha lo yikachu. The Lamdach, to tell me, Shem Zayin, V'chalal, the Grusha, he, Loika la'av mishim grusha. That if she's all three, she gets malchus for each one separately. Kach kaluka b'kayin gadol, avapi shenemra b'la'av echad. And the question is, shita migregara bitmiya. Chimei shenaz b'kayin gadol nismata kudushasai. Halek v'had yusay nech l'kol of l'shnei la'avim. This already happened as a hedget. Kach kaluka amonim migrusha. Shem Haisa Amana Grusha V'Chalala Zayna Chaya V'Chal Achaz Yachas V'Hai De Nakatana L'Fugya Amana L'Chudei. Okay, now Rashi has a problem. This is the problem I expected everybody to jump on me sooner or later. And that is the Torah only separated Grusha from the other two. How do you know that the other two are separate by themselves? Isha Zayna V'Chalala L'Yikachu V'Isha Grusha Me'isha L'Yikachu. So Grusha has its own love. Maybe you need a pasuk to tell me the Chalala and Zayna are separate. How do I know that they are separate? Those two. The Torah didn't write Isha Chalala Layikachu, Isha Zayna Layikachu, Isha Grusha Layikachu. The Torah did lump Chalala and Zayna together. Right. So Drashi, V'hai din nankatana l'fluga amana l'chudav l'itzug l'fluga Chalala mizayna. Mishum d'chalala m'chulekas mizayna m'kayin hedjet kimlan. We know that from Kohen Hedjet. The Gali Begrusha Vuadim B'Chalala. Because this is the kind of limud that I personally had a trouble with. That once the tyrant told me Grusha is a separate love, I figure out on my own the Chalala and Zayin are also separate love. I don't need to separate those. Separating Grusha teaches me that each one is its own love. Aval Amana di Taisu B'Kohen Gadol. But Amana is not in that pasuk. And therefore, it's only by Kohen Gadol. But I'm a tzina bashi this chalka. We don't find that the Torah separated Amana. Itzuch le'lemelov, I have to learn it out. So at this point, we haven't answered our question that we started with. We wanted to know how we know Eichel Olam is a kahuna. We haven't answered the question. But we did say we started darshaning the pasuk. By a kohen, it repeats three of the isurim that he had before he became a kohen gadol. Three of them. Isha Amana, Grusha, Chalala, Zayna. The Torah repeated Grusha, Chalala, and Zayna. It's a repetition, but it's not necessary. He's a kohen hegel. He's ushering those three. All the Torah has to say is Isha Amana. So Grusha has to tell me that just like by kohen hegel, the Torah revealed to me that each woman is its own lav, not if a woman has both, she's chayav two lavin, not one. And the way the Torah revealed it to me by kohen hegel is by separating grusha. By separating grusha, the Torah is revealing to me that each one is its own thing. And if a woman has multiples, she would get multiple, there would be multiple yisurim. So that I know already. So why did the Torah repeat grusha by kohen gadol? To teach me that the extra isur of a kohen gadol is also its own lav. Now the part that's difficult to me is that the Rashi is saying that grusha teaches me about halala and zayna as well, by kohen hegel. That once the Torah separated grusha, I know halala is separate than zayna. You could ask me, maybe only grusha is separate and the other two are not. I don't have a good answer for that. But Rashi seems to be happy with the fact that once the Torah separated grusha, it automatically separates halala and zayna as well. So I know already by kohen hegel that there can be three lavin, grusha, halala, and zayna. So now I go to kohen gadol, I know that by kohen gadol. So the repetition of the word grusha says, an extra word, that even almana, which is only added by kohen gadol, is its own iser, and a kohen gadol can get four lavin. Almana, grusha, halala, zayna. Because each one is its own iser. Three we know from kohen hegel. The addition is that almana is its own lav. Were there the Torah did not separate lavin, but we learned it out from the extra word grusha. Yes, doctor.
I mean, this side, I mean, you said the grusha is very enigmatic.
Again, I.
Let me repeat what he said. I can't remember what Rashi said. Is that same rule of law.
Right.
So, there's also an instance in, I believe, Yehezkel, not Yehezkel, where Navi says, it's an uncanny phrase.
Okay, we're going to deal with that later on.
Okay.
Not this so good. What it means, yes.
Can you give me a hint?
I don't remember. The Gemara deals with all the psukim Yechesko that seems to say things that don't make sense.
Okay.
And the Gemara deals with them, yes. If I remember correctly, the Gemara says, Kanam can eat the Vela by Eif.
I'm sorry, what?
Kanam can eat Malika's Eif.
Yeah.
Therefore, it has to say special to Kanam can eat the Vela. If I remember correctly, that's what the Gemara answers. I think it's in Kedushin. Maybe later on, maybe not. Maybe it's elsewhere. Rabbi Schultz will find you where it is, yes. Not in Kedushin, I remember from Kedushin, my mistake. Kadam Le'echel Le'vela, I would think since Malika Saif is Mutter, that's what the Gemara says, I just don't remember where the Gemara is. Yes, yes, Doc, Rabbi Cohen, you have a question? Sounds good. Can't hear you.
Yesterday,
yes.
Didn't we learn that Cohen got off? It's only going to get, it's only going to get go.
Right. Here we didn't learn either way. It doesn't say here. So Rashi seems to learn, and I mentioned this before, that there's a machloikus brises, whether by kain goes both ways or only one way. But here it doesn't say either way, so it doesn't make it not the game. Also, okay, I'm not going to go into the also yet. Zakti Gemara Vayter. Now we have to figure out why does the Torah pick Chalola by kain Gadol? There's three extra words by kohen gadol: grusha, halala, and zayna. So we figured out why the Torah said grusha, but why did the Torah have to be halala and zayna? Zok to Gemara, halala zayna by kohen gadol. I'm sorry, halala lama nemra. To tell me ain't halala mitzvah kahuna. The Torah repeated halala by kohen gadol to teach me this rule. There's only one way to become a halala through mitzvah kahuna. That's the source. Zayna lama nemra. Why does it say the word Zayna by kohen gadol? Because the pasuk that says that kids become chalolim is only written by Kohen Gadol. Which is a pasuk by Kohen Gadol. It never says by Kohen Hedget that if he marries a grush or chalol or a zayin, his kids are chalolim. Never mentions it. It only mentions it by Kohen Gadol. How do I know it applies to Kohen Hedget? Zayin Rishava, zayin zayin. That's why it says Zayna by Kohen Gadol, to make that Zayin Shava, to teach me that Kohen Hedget is also Mechao with kids. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Chalala na menemra, harasur le Kohen Hedget. Lai melach ein chalala meisa kahuna. Mikwa yisera deshina. We dashed this on the extra pasuk. The high dog, the kasra, the haki kasra, wrote it here. Lai mar. The fact that the Torah mentioned Chalala after Amana Gusha, didn't say Amana Gusha Zayna Chalala, because then I would say Chalala comes from Yisrael also, because a Zayna can come from Yisrael. The placement, the juxtaposition of Chalala right after Amana Gusha is to tell me, she'ein nikras chalal mebias asul kahuna levadra, v'loi mebias isra na'egav v'yishol. V'nem el halom b'kayin hedget, ma'kayin l'kayin god v'zari chulun d'chsiv lo yichal, period. So that's why the Torah repeated the psukim by kayin god, and that's what we learn out by loch of ein chalala elam me'isra kahuna.
Mike Litton? What does it have a meaning that we say a chalala would come from Yisrael?
Why not? Why not?
Because there's no makor for it. Why, we'd be making up our own Torah.
Kal v'chaymer. If she becomes a Zayna, shouldn't she become a Chalala, which is a lesser Isser? She did a Chai Mikrisis.
Huh.
It makes her a Zayna. A Lav makes her a Chalala. Shouldn't a Chai Mikrisis make her a Chalala?
But the Torah doesn't point it out, so that's why I don't understand. In other words,
I don't know. I learn every morning. I say every morning, and one of them is Mikal V'chaymer.
The Torah is telling us don't use the Kal V'chaymer here. That's why it specifies the word.
Again, your question was, why did the Torah have to tell to me? I wouldn't know it anyway. I answered you, we would know from a Kal V'chaymer, so the pasuk has to tell me not to make the Kal V'chaymer.
And use what? That the word is in the Torah.
A lot of Jew.
Well, how do we know Zona? Because it says so in the pasuk.
Right. And I have a Kal V'chaymer now, that if it's a Zionist, she for sure should become a Kalala. Kal V'chaymer is allowed to be darshaned, right? That's not making up a new Torah. The Torah wants me to use Kal V'chaymer.
Is that how we know Zona from a Kal V'chaymer?
No, but I can learn Chalala from a Kal V'chaymer.
I understand. Okay, I'll just drop it. All right, thank you.
Again, now, the problem is they're not Shemin Adin. So maybe the Torah had to write it. Maybe I wouldn't know. I would figure out Chalala, but wouldn't get a punishment. And this is where the other thing comes in. There's, besides punishments, where we say in Yisra Chalala term, there are other results of doing multiple Yisurim. People that do an Isser, they might get punished once because they didn't Yisra Isser. But the bottom line is they're buried different places. There is results of a multiple Isser even if it's not Chal. Ein Yisra Chalal Isser just means you only punish him for one. The bottom line is he committed two. Guy eats the veil in Yom Kippur, Rabbi Shimon won't punish him for Yom Kippur. But he ate Yom Kippur. It's a fact. He ate Yom Kippur. We're not going to punish him for that because Ein Yisra Chalal Isser. But he did eat on Yom Kippur. He committed the sin. Not punishable because Ein Yisra Chalal Isser. But there are other parts that Archal, because he did a second Isser, has to do with where we bury him, all kinds of different things. And therefore, yes, Ein Isser Chal al Isser for Malkus, and Kal v'Chomer is Ein Ein Shem Ben Adin. You can't punish a guy from a Kal v'Chomer. So if we want to make a Chalolo from a Isser Yisroel, he wouldn't get punished for Chalolo. But it still would be committing the crime of Chalolo. I hate to use the word crime, the Avera of Chalolo. Yes?
It would seem to me that the question that you're asking involves a Western concept of punishment as opposed to a Torah concept of punishment. Punishment, the Torah, is a kapara. And so now it actually, Yisra Kala Yisra becomes more severe because there's no kapara for the thing which is unpunishment. I know you have everything else, but...
Again, we have a rule called Ein Isser Chal al Isser. If you wouldn't know what I just told you now, you would say he didn't do the second Isser. The Torah never writes the second Isser in that case. He wouldn't need a kapara for that Isser.
No, I'm aware of that. That happens to me all the time. It means I'm wrong when I think that.
So now the Torah reveals to Gemara reveals to me that in the Vamas that Ein Isser Chal al Isser does not mean that he didn't commit the second Isser.
Right.
That's all I said. I spoke out to Gemara Yevamos.
As I would say, there's a change of state. We don't bury a clay in certain areas of the graveyard, and that's not a punishment. It just is a state.
I know you've been, I told you the only states I know are the 50s. I told you you have to know the capitals. Yes.
I'll use the word that is.
What?
Teach us that. Kohen, why would I think Kohen Gadol Zaro would not be
cool? Why Kohen Kabbalah? It's only the Kohen Gadol that Torah writes it by, not Kohen Hedges.
Oh, I
Chal Zaro is written only by Kohen Gadol.
Oh, okay.
It's not written by Kohen Hedges.
If it would be written by Kohen Hedges, then we could make
Kabbalah. Yeah, but it's not.
Right, okay. But Rabbi Hasra, if there's two Isurit, and you only get Hasra on one of them.
The second one? Or the first one?
First one.
You get Malkus.
On, now, does he have still the second Isser?
If a guy does an Isser without a straw, does he have the Isser?
Yes.
Okay, so there's your answer. You gave your own answer. In a world with a rabbinic asylum, we only take care of what the parent tells us to take care of. Rest he takes care of. Dr. Gemara Vaitam Ravashi. Hilka Kain Abala Chaisai. A Kain who lives with his sister. Sakrachi Kai Hilka. Hove Halala Mr. Kahuna. Kain Hedger, Kain Gadul Shabala Chaisa Pnuya. Kain Hedger, Kain Gadul who lives with his single sister. Zaina Mashrila. He made her a Zaina. Halala Loi Mashrila. She's not a Halala. She was not an Isser Kahuna. She was innocent him as a Jew. It's not special usher because he's a Kayan. Nobody can live with their sister. I don't care if he's Yisrael or Levi or Kayan. And therefore, a Kayan who lives with his sister is like Yisrael that lives with his sister. And they become a Chalal, a Zayda. Chazer Abala Asa Chalala. If he lives with her a second time, now she's an Isser Kahuna. She's a Zayda. A Zayda is not mutter to marry a Yisrael. Can't marry a Kayan. No, there's no restriction in a Zayda in Yisrael. So now, it's a restriction on Kahuna. This is a woman you can't marry. A Zaina. So now, when he lives with her a second time, he's living with a Zaina, which is a purely Isser Kahuna. So he makes her Chalala. Rashi. Zaina Mashala Lucas Kaina Bala Oid Mishum Zaina. Chanivala Bilisnus Masala. Chalala Mashala. Vain Kain Shania Bala Loika Mishum Chalala. Chazur ba'ala hu ay kain achar, asa chalala. Shari asur lai mishum zayna, sheinu nayegel b'kuna. Now Rashi is mashmi, we get malchus for chalala. Which means Rashi is going with the shita that says that Isser is chalal Isser, even if it's not an additional Isser. And I mentioned that Rashi holds it to machloikas prices. Whether Isser is chalal Isser, can chalala be chalal zayna? Chalala doesn't add anything to zayna. Chalala, that's before we had a Gemara that said only Yisr Maitzav. In the other way, it wouldn't be Chal. Rashi holds it to Machlekes and Brises. Over here, Rashi seems to indicate that the guy would get Malkus for Chalola. Yes?
That was
Zaina
in Truma?
No. Yeah, it's pretty bad to be a bad. I mean, yeah. Well, she loses Truma, yeah. Chalola has nothing to Zaina. Yes? No, because if a guy marries a Zaina, his kids are pasul also.
Right.
No, it doesn't. Chol married Ben Yisrael, Ben Yisrael. Chol or Chalala? If there's no man Zayna, that's why.
I understand. But
so therefore it can't go down. So it's Yisr Maisev because now the Chalala marries a Kayan, her son will be a Chol. The Zayna marries a Kayan, her son will be a Chol also.
But
how do you know? Okay. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Amar Rav Yehuda. Kein Gadol b'Amana like Yishtayim. The Kein Gadol marries an Amana. He gets two sets of Malkus. Achas b'shem lo yikach. Says, Amana grusha v'chalol l'zayin es eilu lo yikach. It's a lav. He violated a lav by Kedushin. V'achas b'shem lo yichalol. The Torah says he shouldn't desecrate her. So now he desecrates her by living her. Makes her a chalala. It is Isser to make his wife a chalala. So he gets two malkasin. One for La Yikach and one for La Yichau.
That's not
Zaro. It should be three malkasin. So the Gemara B'Shaloi Gamra B'Yasai. La Yichau Zaro is only a kind of relationship that can result in a pregnancy. If he wasn't Gamer Bia, it can't result in a pregnancy. So he did desecrate her, but he did not do enough to make it possible for her to get pregnant. She doesn't have to get pregnant for him to be Ayrin Alav. He has to do an act that could impregnate her. If he does an act that could impregnate her, that's Ayrin Alav Alichal Zara. Mechitzchinuch says he has to be Maitzi Zara. If he had a Gemar Bia without a Hitzor Zara, it wouldn't be considered Lichal Zara. It's a Chiddush in the Mechitzchinuch. Pashtus, the Rishai, to talk about Gemar Bia, Chilos Bia. The Mechitzchinuch adds that it also has to be a Tzar Zera, because if not, he can't have children. That's the Mechitzchinuch's Chiddush. Rashi? Kain Gadol Ba'amana Wadin, Kain Hedya Begrush Mechalola. Ha'migmer Gmiri Ba'adah, they learn out. Ma'kah Zara Chulam, Ma'kah Zara Chulam. He'll give a Kain Hedya Nambi Yikala Yichal. The Rashi is just pointing out it would be the same thing by Kain Hedya. With a chalala, a grusha and a chalala. But yikach, mishim kedushin, b'yir sha'achar kedushin, who become like a shtayim. If he lives with her after kedushin, there's two malkas. Mishim b'yichahu, shechil loisa. He desecrated her. Frank Timar v'loki nami rashi has, mishim chil zaroi. Mishim loi gomer b'yasai. The lek achil zera. There is no children. It's an impossibility to have children. Avahi nischal l'bahara. She becomes nischal even by a beginning of a b'ya. Did it not be v'amas echar amara? The Mishnah at the beginning in the sixth America, Yugama says, Hara is the same as Gemar Bia for Kenyan. But the Chilik may be a Labia, and it doesn't make a difference, meaning even by Chai V'Lavin, Hara is considered a Gemar Bia for purposes of Chai V'Lavin, but not from children, because it's impossible to impregnate.
So, how about Shlok's Darka? Would that be...
Wouldn't be like Chal Zara, right?
For sure that. My question was, how about Yichal Her?
Yes. Clear. Correct. Same Mishnah Yavamas. Bitch like a deca makes a chalala. There's a machlokes tanoim in the Masechtas Yavamas that we had. if a kain gadol can marry a girl that had a relationship shleika darka with someone she's allowed to marry, is she still a psula or not?
She
was out of her regular Jewish.
She's a psula.
The question is that considered a psula? To machlekes tanoim in Masechtas Yevamim. Yes.
Marriage?
Yeah.
I mean, is it doing a maisa, a
kedushin? What does yikach mean?
Take.
Take usually means marriage, no?
Okay, what if he's not with her?
Oh, coming up. Stay tuned. Next week. We're going to get there. For sure, typhus. It's a lav, unless you want to go to Kiva. For sure, typhus. Kedushin is typhus. We're going to have a lav. You're asking what happens if he skips the act of Kedushin. So we'll learn that. At this point, he did both. He did Kedushin and he lived with her. He's over two lavin. And if he Goymer Bia, he's over three lavin.
Well, what happens if she's capable of having more children?
Meaning you're asking a question. If a kind God will live with an 85-year-old...
Well, not 85, it's even 65. Yeah.
Whatever it is, I picked 85. If he lived with an 85-year-old Amana, it's impossible for her to have children. It would be Ivor Lechal Zaray. What happens if he lives with an islandess?
Yeah.
Amana islandess. Is the Iverle Chal Zarai? He's Mechal her. Is the Iverle Chal Zarai? I have no proof. It's a good Shiloh. I would say yes, but I have no proof. I have no proof. Because the act is an act that can result in children, even though with this woman it can't. But that's my own. If you want to argue with me and you bring me a proof, I will not feel that I was wrong. I mean, that I was right. I'm not going to argue.
There are many things
that are possible. There are
possible for a mention. I have no idea what an islandess is.
She's missing a uterus.
I actually, when I asked for statement about something, about the fact that her period returned, Sarah, that implied that she had a period before. And his answer was very quick, but I'm not sure about that definition of lacking a uterus.
So, again, I'm not going to get involved in this now with the Sugya Yevamos, but from the Rishonim Yevamos of Mashmed, it was a two-step process to her healing. She started off as an islandess, then became a non-islandess, and was a Makara, and then gave birth. Far from the Gemara, there in Yevamos.